We have new weapons, and I have a new idea. A glorious campaign that, if it does not end this war, will at least make our partisan Rangers remembered longer than Napoleon. You two will play important parts in this campaign, but it will be one of great risk. You've been to Kansas before, right, Beans?
Yeah.
And you, Alistair?
Well, I was with y'all in Olathe.
You're educated. You're young, but experienced. No, they shan't question young men. Yes, yes, I see it clearly. You now have proper attire that befits gentlemen, say, cattle buyers. You will assume new names, new identities. You both can talk like educated men, not Missouri ruffians.
You mean you're talking about using us as spies?
Precisely.
Clean, outfitted in casual duds, and braced by excellent rye at the hotel bar, Alistair and Bean stepped back into the streets of Lawrence and began walking around.
$5 a week for a hotel. That's highway robbery.
We paid more in Richmond.
Yeah, but that was in Confederate script. This is Yankee money.
A black man tipped his hat to Alistair, which caused him to stutter and stare.
Afternoon. Could you direct us to, Blanton's Bridge?
2 blocks up. Take a right. You'll come to the ford 2 or so miles south of town. It's a real stretch of the legs on a hot day like this one.
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. Good day.
You act like you never seen a darkie, Alistair.
Oh, I haven't. I mean, one that'll look you square in the eye?
Beans was watching the black man, waiting to see if he turned back, maybe suspecting these two young spies. But the man disappeared into a haberdashery.
I warned he was born in Massachusetts, not a slave swipe from Missouri. Let's go.
They wandered about the streets, taking no notes. Quantrill had warned them about doing that, and finally headed south. Most of the streets were named after states, Yankee states. Beans strode ahead yet another block, then stopped and turned.
What's this hill called?
Mount Oread.
I see a rider up there.
Well, it's where I'd put a lookout.
Since leaving Missouri, he had rarely seen any trees except along the riverbanks. From a perch up there, a body could see forever.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen any soldiers.
We'll find them. Let's head to the river.
The Wakarusa?
Alistair had no intention of walking a couple of miles.
No, silly, the Caw.
The street dead-ended at the Caw on a bluff maybe 20 feet high. Farther down, they saw a clearing and landing, but the levee for the steamboats was farther north, just below the ferry. There were no ships on the river, and not many people around. Until they passed some teens hanging out on an empty lot, arguing, while one boy held the reins to 2 horses. The horses, Alistair noted, were strong stock. The black mare looked like a thoroughbred. He drew closer. The 2 horses and off to the right a hobbled mule grazed. There weren't but 6 or 7 boys. No, 1 was a girl. That's when the girl, dirty blonde hair as wild as the black's mane, jerked the pocket knife from a red-headed boy's hand.
I'll show you, Alan Cardiff.
Quickly, she opened the blade, jabbed the point between her legs, and began ripping the skirt.
Lord, have mercy. Keep walking.
Bean shoved Alistair forward. As they passed, the girl was ripping the back of her skirt. Then she dropped the knife at the redhead's feet, whirled, and grabbed the reins to the black. That's when Alistair stopped, clenching his fists.
Looks like a horse race.
This time, Beans didn't shove him forward. He turned to watch the race.
That's my mare.
Beans studied the black and saw the redhead up on the bay.
Dare me, will ya, Alan Carter?
She was already in the saddle, already kicking the black's ribs. Her hat sailed from her head. The bay wheeled and charged after the girl on the black. The Kansas boys cheered.
Nice looking.
Long-necked, sloping shoulders, short-backed, legs hard with muscle. Yeah, she was nice-looking, a great racer. Too good to be on a Clay County farm, and really too good of a horse to be in a free state hellhole like Lawrence, being ridden by a girl.
I was training her.
Yeah, I was talking about the girl.
The black had the lead, but the bay was strong, sleek, fast, and the red-headed boy a better, smarter rider and racer. They rode up 2 blocks, turned toward the river, cut back along the bluff over the levee, and began thundering back.
Whoa.
The horses leaped a gully that drained into the river. The black pulled away. Maybe that girl was a better rider than the redhead.
Whew.
The bay caught up, now running side by side with the black.
Yeah, they're riding way too close.
He hadn't finished when the bay stumbled, knocking the black to the side. The blonde girl pulled hard on the reins. That near the bluff, the soil was loose, soft, giving way. and the horse was screaming, going over the side. The blonde kicked free of the stirrups. Then, both disappeared. Alistair found himself running, shedding his hat, his waistcoat. The boy on the bay reined in, swung out of the saddle, and was dashing toward the side to peer over the edge.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Dear God.
Alistair leaped off the bluff. He saw the splashes made by horse and rider below, saw the black water rushing up to meet him. Above him, just before he hit, he heard Beans' voice.
Alistair, you damn fool! You can't swim!